The frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will dance for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're only old when you will not be young. But you say there are so many things to be done, and he says right back that there's really just one. You're talking of death, and he puffs. Just being born is problem enough, and the frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same.
One day I'm getting my cherries anyway. Maybe so, maybe so. I'm just living on tiptoe, feeling like so-so. Try not to step on your eggs, 'cause I know it's gonna rain. It's gonna rain. Ball of cherries while trying to hide your ball of piss. Don't tip my ball, don't crush my cherries. One day you'll get your trees and all. Yes, I know, yes, I know. I'm just living on tiptoe, feeling like so-so. Trying not to step on your eggs, 'cause I know it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain. Houses are slipping into the ocean. Shops and gyms are slipping into the ocean. Shake your vessels, break your pretzels, 'cause it's gonna rain. Shake your vessels, break your pretzels, it's gonna rain. It's gonna
to verbalize a multi-color
dreams. When will we come to realize we are all stoned or pacified by the boogeyman? Organize their multi-level schemes. Underqualified for love, overqualified for life, sticking our heads in slime, thinking we are in our prime. Mesmerized by mythology, hypnotized by ideology, antagonized by reality, vandalized by insanity, desensitized by fraternity, sanitized by policy, jeopardized by lunacy, penalized by apathy, living in the world of fantasy, dancing on hot coal, waiting for the last call. It's Adam's ball. Eve's call, Eve's call. Wake up, wake up, shake up, shake, shake out, shake out, work out, work, speak out, speak out, reach out, reach out. This is hell in paradise. None of us wish to recognize, but do we want them to materialize an endangered species? Exercise institution, exercise intuition, mobilize transition with inspiration for life. Gonna keep pushing our children to drugs? Are we gonna keep driving them insane? Are we gonna keep laying empty words and fists? Are we gonna be remembered as a century that failed? People of America, when will we learn? It's now or never. There's no time to lose. Are we gonna keep sending our youth to war? Are we gonna keep scarring rice fields and infants? Are we gonna keep watching dead bodies over dinner? Are we gonna be known at the century that kills people of America. When will we stop? It's now or never. There's no time to waste. Are we gonna keep pretending things are all right? Are we gonna keep our mouths closed just in case? Are we gonna keep putting off until it's too late? Are we gonna be known as the century of fear? People of America, when will we see? It's now or never. We've no time to lose. People of America, when will we see? It's now or never. We've no time to lose. Are we gonna keep digging all wealth and gold? Are we gonna keep shooting the ones that tries to change? Are we gonna keep thinking it won't happen to us? Are we gonna be known as the century that kills people of America? Please listen to your soul. We can change the times to a century of hope. 'Cause dream, you dream alone, is only a dream. But dream, we dream it together, is reality.
Hello, Sam. Hello, Daddy. You back? Yes, son. What in the... Where's your mother? She's in the house somewhere. Doris. Doris. What the hell's Sam doing out in the garden, buried up to his ankles? Oh, Bill, I'm so glad you're home, dear. 3 weeks is a long time. Yes, darling. What's Sam doing out in the garden? Bill, I'm broken-hearted. Oh, I'm so glad you're home, Bill. I don't know where to begin. The day after you went, some kid at school told Sam he was small. You know how sensitive Sam is. He came home, dug a couple of little holes in the garden, stuck his feet in, stamped the earth down, and poured some water over himself and stood there all night. I didn't find out till the next morning, and I said, "What are you doing, Sam?" And he said, "I'm trying to grow." And he told me about this fellow at school. I tried to dissuade him, but you know Sam. Well, at the end of a week I thought I'd had enough. Despite all his protests, I tried to lug him out, and I couldn't. What do you mean, dear? He'd taken root. Taken root? You're mad. No, I'm not. His toes have started to grow and have worked their way down into the earth. You mean you can't get him out? Surely you can find which way his toes have gone and ease them out. Oh, you don't understand, Bill. Bill, they've grown all in different directions. Yes, but it's not an impossible job. Bill, Sam is going to have to stay there forever. Two of his toes have gone under the electric railway at the bottom of the garden and are up in a garden at the other side. Lucky it's someone I know. We'll never be able to get him out. I spoke to the railway company. They refused to allow tunnelling underneath their line. They were pretty mad with his toes growing under the line as it is. Do you mean that Sam is there forever? Yes. Yes, Bill. That seems to be it. I foolishly let Sam know about this, and he was as pleased as punch. You see, he's very happy there, growing in the garden. But we can't have that. Oh, Bill, you know you said that you would let Sam do whatever he wanted to. He's old enough now to know his own mind. He wants to stand in the garden and grow. I think we ought to let him, don't you? I reckon you're right, Doris. Bill, go and tell Sam that it's all right. He's worried about you. Okay, Doris, I'll tell him.
Sam, it's all right.
You believe in fairies? I do. The obliging fairy.
Every night at 2:30, a fairy dressed in black and blue alights upon my cozy bed and snuggles by my baldy head. She lifts her wand and scratches me from there to here. Oh, lovely, oh, lovely, oh, lovely, oh, lovely, lucky, lucky me. Where is there and where is here? I'll tell you, there is my left ear and here's the right. So now you know the fairy scratches to and fro. I love the way she scratches me from there to here. Oh, lovely, oh, lovely, oh, lovely, oh, lovely, lucky, lucky me, lucky, lucky me.
Down the street, when I saw a little grey girl, she looked very poor to me. But someone told me afterwards she was very rich. You couldn't tell from her clothes. They were so very simple. Had I been wise, I would have seen that her simplicity cost her a fortune. She smiled at me, and I took a deep breath and walked on. And there she was, following me. I turned to the left. I turned to the left again, and the left, and the left. She kept following me round the block. I went very fast until I was following her. "Oh, you sonsy creature," she says. "What are you doing? What are you doing?" I didn't say anything at all. I just smiled at her very gravely. It was hardly a smile. It was more of a leer. She threw me a dissipated look, and I blenched. I had never seen a look like that before, ever in my life, and of course it captivated me. Eventually I found my tongue. "Come on," I said. She fainted, right into my arms. I lifted her, took her into the nearest tenement. We walked a flight, two flights, three flights of stairs. I laid her down on the step to recover, and lay down myself to recover too. She looked around. "Where am I?" "Oh, we're on the third floor of a tenement." "What's a tenement?" "Well, flats, key flats." So we went on up. We came to the 7th, 8th, 9th, and when we came to the 724th flight, she drawled, "You know, this is a long way. Where are you going?" And I answered, "Oh, I live on the 728th floor." So we ran up the last four flights, and I produced a flat key. Remember, it was a key flat. I produced a key, twisted it into the door, and the door sprang open. "Come in," I said. She staggered dreamily in, through the hell, into the living room, lay down on the elegant sofa and kicked off her shoes over the end. I gasped. This was living. I took a cigar from my vest, lit it at a candle that I lit specially for the purpose, and started puffing away furiously, blowing as much smoke as I could into her face, directly and indirectly too, through my big ears. Her eyes stared into mine, but only for a second or two. They began to smart. "Stop blowing that damn cigar smoke at me," she wept. "Who the devil do you think I am?" "Who are you?" I rasped. "Who are you?" "Oh, you fool," she moaned. "You fool. You don't understand the first thing about me." "I do. I do, I do," I said. "I understand the first thing about you. And the second thing, too." "Ah, ha, ha," she laughed. "You are a man." "Me?" I ran next door, into the bedroom, to the pier glass, and peered into it. Then I ran back to her. "Yes, yes," I gloated. "I am a man." She sat up suddenly on the sofa and looked about her. "What am I doing here, talking to you 728 floors up? I want to go home. Mother wants me." "Mother wants you," I jeered. "Mother wants you. 11 times round the block, mother wants you. Go to your mother. Where does she live?" "On the ground floor." I picked her up and dropped her with contumely down the lift shaft. She went down rather quickly, though she told me the following week that she'd had time to sing the whole of Traviata and the first 11 bars of Trovatore. Needless to say, I never spoke to another woman in all my life. Never. Ever. And James, after having made his excuses, was finally forced to tell the truth. "Who tore your trousers, James, in the key of A?"
"Who tore your trousers, James? I tore them on a nail. I was bending down to lift a pail. When rup, I tore my trousers. Who tore your trousers, James? I caught them on the horn of a bull, walking in the country when the moon was full. Suddenly I felt very cool. Who tore your trousers, James? I cut them with a knife, courting Mary Jane. I'll not do that again. For along came Hairy Jack, and hack, 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 trouble and strife, trouble and strife. I'd better go back to my wife. Who tore your trousers?
I've had enough of flamenco. Flamenco has been laid at the feet of the great god Mammon. I am trying to get back to the good old classical Spanish values and play you a song in the style of an habanera. To give you a little atmosphere, I'm going to play for a little on my little Spanish guitar. Then I shall sing you the song, "Are You All Right, Jack?" I think that's about enough atmosphere.
sitting on a fence, sewing a sock for my husband.
Are you all right?
Jack, feeling the heat. Sitting on a fence, sewing a sock for my husband.
Are you all right?
Jack, feeling the heat. La 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 la.
Are you all right?
Jack, feeling the heat.
The thermometer says 22 in the shade. Are you all right?
Jack, feeling the heat.
The thermometer says 22 in the shade. Are you all right?
Jack, feeling the heat. La 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 la.
Are you all right?
Jack, feeling the heat. Sitting on a sock, sewing a fence for my husband.
Are you all right?
Jack, feeling the heat. Sitting on a fence, sewing a sock for my husband.
Are you all right?
Jack, feeling the heat. La 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 la.
Are you all right?
Jack, feeling the heat. La 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 la. Are you all right, Jack? Feeling the heat.
In the chorus, sticking in a little bit of la la la. Good morning, madam. Good morning. I wish to buy a red flower. Certainly, madam. Is there any particular variety of flower you had in mind? I wish to buy a red flower. Certainly, madam. A large red flower or a small one? Size is a matter of indifference to me, just so it is a red flower. Certainly, madam. A hyacinth, a crocus, or a daffodil, or perhaps one of those charming lobelias. Or we have narcissus, old man beerb, and dandelion, and coltsfoot too, of course. I don't really mind, just so it is a red flower. Certainly, madam. Pray be seated. Our Miss Jones will attend you. Miss Jones? Madam wishes to purchase a red flower. Madam, I should like a red flower. Certainly, madam. Any particular variety? Yes, red. Ah, a large or small flower, madam? Size is a matter of indifference to me. Just so it is red. Yes, madam. Would this white hyacinth do? Yes, indeed. It would do excellently well. Will you take it, or shall I send it? Would you please send it? Certainly, madam. Any particular address? No, no particular address. Just be sure to send it. And thank you. Good morning. Good morning, madam. Go home at night to your lonely room all by yourself. No matter how lonely you are, there is one who is even more lonely than you. Billy, this song, Do You Ever Feel Lonely?
Do you ever feel lonely? Of course I do. Then think of Billy, he's lonely too. Lives in a city, population one.
Military song, a military insect song. All those of you who eschew the military are recommended to clap their hands to their ears, in time with the song, of course. A warning to the flies.
My hat beats a warning to the flies, a very friendly warning to be sure. Come here and sit on me. No, 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 they wag their little shaggy heads to and fro. Living is lovely, they cry. Do you think we want to die? So we'll walk across the ceiling in that way that's so appealing, till the suckers on our feet run dry. So we'll walk across the ceiling in that way that's so appealing, till the suckers on our feet run dry.
Seed. Hello, son. Hello, Daddy. Can I do an experiment with you? What sort of an experiment, son? Daddy, can I plant grass seed on your bald head? All right, son, let me see it. Here you are, Daddy. This is not lawn grass seed, is it? No, Daddy. It's a special kind I bought in a shop. It's very quick growing. Will you sit in the armchair and then I can reach your head? Okay. Do you mind if I press the nutmeg grater onto your scalp to make little holes for the grass to seed in? No, not at all, son. Just press it gently. Hey, take it easy. Take it easy, son. Here, here, here. Finished. Some seed. A little water. There. Here's a mirror. Watch. Hey, son, it's beginning to sprout. Gosh, Daddy, so it is. Look how quickly it's growing. It's 3 inches long already. In 4 minutes. Ah, it's marvelous. You can actually see it growing. What does it feel like, Daddy? Oh, it's sharp and very fine too. Almost like hair, but a lot harder. More of a bristle. I say, I do have a fine head of hair. Son, go and fetch me the scissors, will you? Thanks. Now cut off all the rest of my hair. I'm going to have all my hair grass. Oh, Daddy, don't bother. Yes, yes, son. Oh, Daddy. It was only an experiment I was doing on you. What do you mean? You mean you didn't buy the grass specially for me? Oh, no, Daddy. I wanted it for myself. For yourself? What are you going to do with it? Well, when I go to bed tonight, I'll take all my clothes off, and I'll squeeze the nutmeg grater all over myself, all over my body and my arms and my legs and my head. Then I'm going to rub the grass seed in and water it. We're having old Shivery for English tomorrow, and you know how nervous she is. Do you run up to her and seize her, caveman style? Or do you act in a diffident and shy manner? Or do you fill her full of liquor? The man in this song tries these three approaches with the woman whom he is courting. You'll be interested to note how liquid their voices are. The marketplace.
I met her in the marketplace. She had a voice like the palest wine. I crushed her here, I crushed her there. I said, will you be mine? No, no, she cried, I can't do that, in a voice like a vintage sherry. I've already promised to marry Paul and Louis and Jack and Jerry. Oh please, as I gave her a squeeze in a voice like ancient glue, if you're marrying Paul, Louis, Jack and Jerry, there's room for either two. Oh no, there's not, the maiden cried in a voice like a crusty port. These four men are my neighbors. You're a horse of a different sort. I grabbed her here, I grabbed her there, in a voice like Somerset cider. I opened her mouth and poured some in. The cider was now inside her. All right, she cried, I'll marry you, in a voice like Jamaica rum. Provided you marry Aunt Winifred too. Uncle Bill, Mrs. Smith, and my mum.
Every time I travel from Yahoop to London, I pause on South America, where the Cut-Cuts are, they're on the same latitude as Yahoop, and spend a few days. This is a song of the Cut-Cuts. You can always recognize a Cut-Cut song by the 3-against-2 rhythm. The 3 is the male rhythm, and the 2 is the female rhythm. This is a very popular rhythm, particularly among the Cut-Cuts, who are a very primitive people. This song is a tooth song.
There once was a girl, her mouth bones was yellow, and she wanted to make them bright. So one night she rubbed her mouth bones against the electric light. Dazzle, 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 dazzle. The fellows, they got such a fright, she had to cover her mouth with a mouth shade. A mouth shade? A mouth shade. Now, who want to marry a girl with a mouth shade? Girls, all you girls, if you want to make your teeth bright, don't.
Mammy, do you want any errands? Yes, son. Go down to the ironmonger and buy me a pound of egg meat. Egg meat? What's egg meat? Never you mind. Just go and buy it. Here's 5 shillings and I want the change. All right. Mammy, can I have something? Yes, keep a penny and buy that. Thanks. I'm away. Mammy, I'm back with the egg meat. Have you got the change? Yes. The egg meat was 10p. Here's 4 and a penny. Thank you. Now just you go out and play while I deal with the egg meat. What are you going to do with the egg meat, Mammy? Ha ha, you silly boy. I'm going to feed it to the eggs. Mammy, what do you mean, feed it to the eggs? That doesn't make sense. Son, I've never told you this, but I've got some eggs here. I keep them in a box. Yes, Mammy, I know. We sometimes have an egg. No, no, son. This is different eggs. And I feed them meat. Mammy, why does the ironmonger sell egg meat? Well, somehow or other he could make it the best, and we just know the people that buy it around here where to buy it from, because he's the only one round here that has it. Ha ha! You couldn't go into the dairy and ask for a pound of egg meat. They'd look at you askance, wouldn't they? Can I see the eggs? Oh, well, I'm not very keen to show you the eggs. They should really be kept in the dark. You see, they've nocturnal habits. Ah, ha, ha, Mammy, you use these big words. I'm proud of you. You use the biggest words of any woman in our street. I heard you talking to Mrs. Machinery, and, oh, Mammy, these big words you used. Gosh, and Mrs. Machinery's face wasn't half red. That'll do, son. Now the egg meat. Smells fresh. Mammy, is egg meat always that colour? No, not always. It's sometimes a bit more orangey, but this is the usual colour. It's got a funny smell, hasn't it? Yes, it's funny till you're used to it. Oh, Mammy, I love this. It's fun. Now show me how you feed it to the eggs. All right, come into the bedroom and pull the blinds. But if I do that, I'll not be able to see. I know. You've got to feed it to them in the dark. Just a minute. I'll leave the door a wee bit open, so that a little light comes in, so that you don't tumble over things. Now, watch. There. Did you see the way they grabbed it? Ah, yes, it was wonderful. Mammy, can I buy egg meat for you every day? Yes, son. Every day. You're a big boy now. You can buy egg meat for me every day.
The muscular tree. You will understand my reason for using the harmonium as an instrument. It acts in the same way as the Indian tambura. Do you see what I mean?
The muscular tree is the tree for me. I pull at its muscles, twang, 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 twang. The people all gather from miles around to hear me play this wonderful sound. Sprang, sprang, sprang. By a wee muscle, just a wee muscle. Renew all your muscles, I sell them in pairs. They're 5 and 6p, including 4 spares. Please try them for size. Twang, 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 twang. Here, old Widow Kennedy, try these for size. Fit yourself up with a pair of new thighs. Sprang, sprang, sprang. Buy a wee muscle, just a wee muscle. It's autumn time now, the muscles do fall. I can hear them go thud from the clock in the hall. The muscles are gone.
twang, 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 twang. I'll sit all the winter and wait for the spring. The sound of new muscles is a wonderful thing. Spring, spring, spring. By a wee muscle, just a wee muscle.
All ready, Sam? Yes, Jim. Okay, let's go. We lifted the wardrobe, myself at the top, Sam at the foot, and off we trudged, reached New Haven, put the wardrobe down into the water at the seashore, and jumped in. Started off, holding the door open so that we could see where we were going, paddling with our hands. We were soon well away from the shore. Both of us had enormous hands. In fact, the size of our hands was responsible for our deep friendship. They measured exactly a meter, just over a yard, from heel to fingertip. This can be a handicap. Some coarse people jeered. We had to pay extra for bespoke clothes, as the tailor used large quantities of fine sailcloth on the pockets. A famous abstract painter, whom I shall not name, once painted my jacket and trousers inside out because the pockets made such an exciting composition. These are his very words. Exciting composition. Anyway, Sam and I were paddling along in the water. We were hitting 17 knots, 20 knots with the wind behind us. This was a double wardrobe, a door between two spaces, and of course we had brought a lot of coat hooks in case the weather became stormy and sandwiches. Then, terrible, terrible, it started fogging. 10 knots, Sam. 10 knots it is, Jim. We feathered our hands to reduce speed. We skidded to a standstill, terror striking at our stomachs and hearts, peering into the thick. A great craft loomed at us, and crash! It splintered the wardrobe into many pieces. Sam and I were flung overboard, one on either side of the liner, for it was a liner, and we drifted helplessly until the boat passed us, tossed in its wake. Luckily, we were not damaged by its propellers.
"Hello, Sam," I boomed. "Hello, Jim," Sam boomed.
Thanks to our cupped hands, our voices carried well. We swam towards one another, met, and shook hands with gratitude in ourselves for being alive. "How can we reach shore?" "Easy," said Sam. "Watch this." Then clasped his hands and sat on them. "By gad," I cried, and clasped my hands and sat on them. We were unable to move at any speed, as there was nothing with which we could propel ourselves. And we couldn't sit on one hand and paddle with the other. That would just have been damn silly. So we sat. The fog lifted. We found ourselves close to the shore, so close indeed that we waded to dry land, then walked inland, passing some sand dunes, onto the road where we observed a man in a black suit bearing down on us. Sam raised a hand in greeting. "Hello," he smiled. The stranger raised his hand. We turned to one another in stupefaction. His hand measured exactly a meter from heel to fingertip. If you hoop. A song about the shche. The shche is a friendly little insect, perhaps the most friendly insect in your hoop. It is called the shche because it makes a shching noise. In order to give you a little of the atmosphere of your hoop, I'm going to play to you for a little while on my Yehupan pipes. These pipes are of different sizes. One is long and one is short.
Terrible, terrible insect, it goes ching the world its song. Sh-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. It goes ching the world its song. Sh-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. It goes ching the world along.
Why? Why? Warsaw. We're living in a Warsaw. It's a Warsaw. Men flashing their guns and balls. Women looking like Barbie dolls. Wake up, wake up, hold your life. They're out to chill, out to kill. Warzone. Warzone. It's Warzone. Guys stealing zillions gets away while we knock each other to make our day. Wake up, hold your life. Wake up! They're out to chill, they're out to kill. Warzone! 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 Don't make us laugh with your high-minded talk, but all you want from us is some pillow talk. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up! Hold your life. Warzone! If you hear me, if you hear me, please help us. Where do we go from here? 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 If we sweep the bottom of the rivers, we'll find bodies that shouldn't be there. If we sweep the courts and the offices, we'll find heads that shouldn't be there. Cats on the hill, ready to kill. Where do we go from here? 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 If we sweep the shelters and asylums, we'll find women who shouldn't be there. If we sweep the dark streets and alleys, we'll find tradesmen who shouldn't be there. Ding dong hell, pussy in the well, cats on the hill, ready to kill. Are you getting ready for blood and horror? Are you getting ready for God and terror?
Well, if you have been, thanks for listening.